Welcome to Mother in the Jungle. For all you single parents out there, mothers especially, my name is MJ Brewer, and I am a very, 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 very experienced mother and extremely experienced in the jungle of life. Maybe too experienced. At any rate, let's get on with our show. Hi, it is Monday, May 9th, 2022. It is actually the day after Mother's Day. No, I did not record before Mother's Day. I'm sorry. And I didn't even record on Mother's Day. I'm so sorry. Really, I am. Because I was very under the weather. I'm working on not being under the weather now. And I'm definitely more out of under the weather than I was yesterday. So that's a good thing. Got lots of sleep. But I wanted to kind of talk about the week before then, actually, for myself. I got a strange phone call from my little brother who lives in California and my brother from South Carolina was up visiting him and they wanted to know if they could swing by and if I would visit with them. They were on their way up to my mom's place up in Idaho. And I said, surely, it's been a while since I've seen them. Actually, it's been, I don't even know. Many whiles since I've seen my brother John, the one from South Carolina. Jason, it's probably been, I want to say probably about 6 months to a year, I'd say. But I don't get to see him that often, so it was great. So my daughter Nikki and I hopped in the car. And actually, before we went, I'm going to put in a plug here, even though I'm not being paid for it. But I was amazed because, like a lot of families, we have pets. You know, they're kind of the, I don't know, I hate to say it, but a lot of times they're the anchor to the family, you know, because they're forgiving, they're non-judgmental. You can tell them your worries and woes without them snapping back at you and telling you what a loser you are, which I count on quite often. But my, our little dog, Azure, she's about two. Yeah, she's two now. Well, no, she'll be two. Is she two? I think she's two now. The only time she's been away from home overnight was at the vet. And they were doing some unpleasant things to her at the time. So let's just say she wasn't excited to stay the night somewhere again. So we went. I was checking around with some of my friends and none of them really had any idea of what to do, you know, with my dog. And I had some people offer, but I just wasn't very comfortable. And so we went ahead and looked up Rover.com. And, you know, all those online places. I sound like an old woman, don't I? But all those online places, you have to wonder how secure are they, right? But I'm one of those people that goes like, okay, when I get a receipt, when I'm eating out at a restaurant and I get a receipt, I go through and itemize everything to make sure I was charged correctly, if that tells you anything. So when it comes to checking things out, like for my pediatrician, this is no lie, I'm telling you. For my kid's pediatrician, I was pregnant with my first child and I was interviewing, like personally in the office, interviewing doctors to see who I would choose as a pediatrician. No lie. And if the doctor told the receptionist, oh, I don't do interviews, that just made it easy for me, right? Check. Mark them off the list. I didn't bother because they didn't really have my interest at heart. And I did find a fantastic pediatrician. Plug for Dr. Carla Feint in Draper. She is awesome. She's incredible. But that's how we found her, going through doctors. And the same with dentist, Dr. Brent DeHart. He's also in Draper, Utah. The best darn dentist for children anyone could even imagine. Incredible. So I'm just very, very careful. So when I went to rover.com, I was looking for somebody that could care for my baby puppy, and looked. And I was noticing, you know, some 3-star ratings, some 5-star ratings. And I know that, you know, more stars means that more people like them or they got better reviews or whatever. But like I said, I'm a person that reads the fine print. And so I don't just settle for, oh, this is a 5-star person, I'm going to get that person, because that's just not enough. To me, that's like a business saying, we're the best. You know, not quite enough. So I started reading through the reviews. And this one couple that watches dogs had like 500 and something reviews and 5 stars. And I was like, holy crap. They're really good and they're not too far from me and this would be awesome. But then I started reading the reviews and like the top 6 reviews were awful. But then I started noticing that a lot of the 5-star reviews were from repeat customers that had continuously given them 5-star reviews. So all of those added up. So I guess that each of those 500 and whatever ratings that they had, some of them were repeat customers that just gave them a couple different, you know, ratings or whatever. Anyway, so I guess reading between the lines, I found somebody that was worthwhile. Shia, you're awesome. Wouldn't trade you for the world. Azure had a wonderful, wonderful time. She had her for 24 hours and sent pictures. Oh my gosh. Sent me pictures galore of Azure. And it was wonderful. And Azure came home and was happy to come home. And I have absolutely no qualms of taking her back. So if you don't have dogs, you're probably in a place that won't allow dogs because everybody likes dogs. And we have a cat too. But not everybody likes cats. And not all apartments allow cats either. So hopefully if you're in a place that doesn't allow cats or dogs, you soon will be able to, or at least register them as an EAS. Anyway, enough going on about pets. I wanted to talk about Mother's Day, because holidays don't always go as planned. And even though mothers only really get one holiday dedicated to them out of the entire year, sometimes even that isn't enough. And so when we come back, I am going to tell you, well, I'm not going to tell you anything, but I'm going to let you turn over in your mind some of the things that you can do to bridge that gap if Mother's Day just wasn't in the mix for you this year. Because you know what? It should have been. And I'm going to help you fix that so that it still is. So stay with me. Right after this, I'm going to tell you how to do it. So I told you before I left you hanging there that I was going to help you understand how that one holiday a year that's supposed to be dedicated to mothers and maybe wasn't as dedicated as you'd like it to be can still be yours. just because somebody else calls something something doesn't necessarily mean that's true. And I hate to do this, but being a mother, you know the stories about the ugly duckling, right? And everyone's opinion of the ugly duckling, and calling it the ugly duckling. Not that Mother's Day is an ugly duckling. But just because everybody calls a particular day something doesn't mean that has to be that something. So maybe Mother's Day is the day after you're not sick. For me, that would be today. Maybe tomorrow, because I'm not fully 100% yet. And besides, my daughter and I are talking about going to go see the new Doctor Strange movie. I've heard it's really good. And I don't know, kind of Marvel fan, so excited about that. But either way, it doesn't matter. We're going to spend time on Mother's Day, my Mother's Day, however I want. So we'll probably go to dinner and go see a movie and just have time dedicated to me. Also, I got some beautiful, oh my gosh, beautiful irises from my son and his girlfriend who live in California. Purple is my favorite color as of now. And they're just screaming beautiful. In fact, when I got them, they were all closed up. I got them on Friday. They were all closed up and I didn't even know what they were. And then I not planted them. I put them in water and they started just barely creaking open. And I saw a little bit of purple and thought maybe they were pansies or something. I don't know much about flowers. But then the irises came out and I was like, oh, I love irises. And then my daughter's girlfriend brought over. I was so surprised and I was so sick yesterday. I felt awful, right? And I couldn't really give her a hug or anything. I didn't want to get her sick. But she gave me a dozen roses. Isn't that the sweetest thing ever? She is such a sweetheart. So thank you, Lexi. And it was just really incredible. And then my son's girlfriend, Bella, she really is a Bella. And I don't want to say that my son is like a beast, you know, like Beauty and the Beast. But he's working on it with his hair right now. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, I'm just kidding, Cameron. Your hair looks gorgeous. But anyway, so what we need to do with Mother's Day, we're talking about you now. We've already talked about me till I'm blue in the face. I was kind of blue to start with, but. But we need to keep in perspective the importance of the tasks, right? So the importance of the task of Mother's Day. What are you being celebrated for? It's only one day a year. You deserve to be appreciated that one day. And if no one else is going to appreciate you, but Jesus, you appreciate yourself. And patting yourself on the back isn't very easy because that can kind of hurt your arm. At least for me, it does. And sometimes it pulls my bra up weird and, you know, it's all uncomfortable. So don't try to pat yourself on the back. Do something nice for yourself. And there's several different ways to do it. But it's really important, extremely important. In fact, scientists have proven factually that it's important that you take time to yourself. Because if you don't, there's a couple different things that can happen to you. One, actually, a few different things. One, you could end up despising your kids because you've never had time to do things for yourself, and you don't want to do that. Two, you could lose your identity You know, and honestly, I started to do that. You know, I had someone ask me maybe last year, you know, what kind of books do you like? What kind of movies do you like? And I was at a loss. I didn't even know. I started spouting off like cartoons and children's books and things. And by the way, my youngest is 15. So while she's up reading these other books, I'm still stuck in the infantile children's area of the library. I got stuck there somehow. I don't even know what happened. I got stuck. So if you don't let yourself grow, you're going to be stuck in that mommy mentality. And that's just not healthy for you, because once your kids grow up and move out, you've got to move on. You've got to do things that you want to do. It's important for you. And you need to be able to have a life of your own. And you need to take time for yourself. Now, I made a little bit of a list that I want you to listen to. And I really think you're going to agree with me on these, because they're pretty amazing, actually. I was thinking you need to take at least 1 hour a week to yourself. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, well, an hour a week, I don't have an hour a week to myself. I don't have an hour a week. Do you know how many hours are in a week? I'll save you the math, because I asked my Alexa. 168 hours in a week. 168. You're telling me that out of 168 hours, you can't spare one? Please give me a break. You need 1 hour a week to do what you want to do. Read a book, watch a grown-up show, not a cartoon. Read a grown-up book, somebody that maybe grown-ups talk about on Facebook. Find a Facebook group that grown-ups belong to. You know, there's not just Facebook either. There's groups all over the place. You've got library connections. In fact, there's groups at your library that you could meet at once a week, right? All kinds of things around your neighborhood that you could do that are once a week. You could go to movie night by yourself. I know in my area, we have movie night. I think it's on Tuesdays. And you can go to any movie you want. I think it's $5, which is cheap. Go to a movie by yourself. And I know, daycare, yeah, a whole nother thing. Here's my idea for that. Are you ready for this? This is so cool. Okay, you find a neighbor, or I don't know if you go to church, or maybe you carpool, maybe your kids carpool to go to school or something like that, or daycare, or someone that you just casually talk to, maybe right when you're picking up your kids and their moms are waiting too, or something, just somebody you brush elbows with. Talk to them, because chances are very good they're in the same position where they don't get any time off either. And make sure it's someone that you have correlating values with, right? And talk to them and say, hey, you know what? I would really like to have some time to myself just once a week. Would you mind trading off with me? You know, you watch my kids for a couple hours one night, and I'll watch your kids for a couple hours another night, and do a trade-off. Then nobody pays anybody. It's not that big of a thing. And as long as neither one of you abuses that circumstance, it's a win-win for everybody. And $5, you can't beat that. You couldn't beat that with a broken broomstick. Am I right? Yes, I am. Okay, here's the other thing. Number two, buy one nice thing for yourself, even if it's only once a month, even if It's a candy bar. And if you're watching your weight, fine. You don't have to have a candy bar. You know, buy yourself, I don't know. What do you think about? What do you see on TV that you really want? A massage? How would that be? Go for a massage once a week or once a month. This is the once a month thing, not once a week. You don't get a massage once a week. Sorry. But once a month, go get a massage. That would be awesome. And you can pinch around that. Trust me on this one. You can find a way. Maybe you want to get your nails done. Maybe you want to do something that doesn't cost money. It doesn't have to cost money. Maybe you could go for a hike, a walk by yourself. Or maybe you could do something like, you know, you've seen it on commercials. Probably dreamed about it before. About setting up the bathroom, the candles, the lights off, soft music playing on your phone or your Kindle or whatever. Just laying there, relaxing. Oh, that'd feel good, wouldn't it? Yeah, and you deserve it. And another thing is that in addition to being a mom and taking time to yourself, you also need to have one night a week where it's just you and the kids. Now, I'm not talking about dinner time because you do that every night, right? And I'm not talking about sitting in front of the television set. We're all sitting in a line staring at the same object at the front of the room. I'm talking about sitting across from each other where you're looking at each other, focused on each other's actions and emotions and getting into reading each other and the way you're all feeling, playing games. Look on Amazon. Oh my gosh. Have you been on Amazon lately? They've got some amazing games on there. Some really fun ones. Some of the games I've gotten from there are a little bit weird. Some of them are weird. But I've gotten some that have actually helped. And granted, my daughter's older. You know, like I said, she's 15. But she kind of, she probably does it just because I'm the mom. But we play Exploding Kittens, which is interesting. And that's for ages 7 and up. Entertaining game. We play the mindfulness game. That's for ages 8 and up. And it's designed to educate people on mindfulness practice in a fun and natural way. It helps you with self-awareness. So it's a good game. And I've always told my daughter, you know, if you can play and learn at the same time, it's so much better. And then Unpack That, that's a really good game. It's actually subtitled as Therapy in a Box, but it's got some very provocative questions in it. So it's for ages 12 and up. You don't want little kids having to think too much about these bigger people questions, because it is asking questions that are making you a little bit more vulnerable when you ask them, and they're very thought-provocative questions. And then something else I have too, but it's not really a game. It's just a pause for a moment, and they're affirmation cards. But it's just really good to sit down and look at those and kind of go through them one at a time and read what those are about. But those are just card games. There are thousands and thousands of games on Amazon and anywhere, really. You can go to the mall. Well, the mall's very expensive. I wouldn't buy games at the mall, but you know what I'm getting at. There's a lot of things you can do. Anyway, let your mind run wild with that. Because you are, after all, the best mom ever. You are the beastiest of moms. And you should celebrate yourself. I think you should celebrate yourself more than one time a year. But you decide that. And until then, I will talk to you the next time. Bye-bye.